Good afternoon. I'm Lisa Labas, and this is The Rundown. Illinois U.S. Senators Dick Durbin and Tammy Duckworth are calling on Chicago's embattled top federal prosecutor to resign. My colleague Dave McKinney reports the two issued a joint statement. It describes U.S. Attorney Andrew Boutros's tenure as riddled with chaos, deep internal dysfunction, and alleged misconduct. Their call comes nearly 2 weeks after the prosecution collapsed, involving a group of Operation Midway Blitz protesters, the Broadview Six. This happened amid claims of misconduct by Boutros's prosecutors involving grand jury proceedings. Boutros was temporarily appointed to his job last year. A bill to protect patient information from states that criminalize abortion is awaiting the approval of Governor J.B. Pritzker. The legislation allows a patient to keep certain reproductive health procedures or information, such as an abortion, from being shared when they receive medical care from a new provider. Here's Democratic State Senator Selena Villanueva.
I think at the end of the day, what we're talking about is making sure that people have access to their rights.
Patients can also decide to disclose this private information to a new healthcare provider. Governor Pritzker says the measure ensures patients retain full control over their private health information. Drivers working for rideshare apps like Uber and Lyft are closer to being able to form a union. Legislative backers say a bill on the governor's desk grants more than 100,000 rideshare drivers the ability to bargain for fair wages and increased protections. It also defines unfair work practices. Democratic State Representative Yolanda Morris of Chicago says the bill is crucial to protect drivers.
This legislation is urgently needed as drivers face declining wages, rising vehicle costs, and unsafe working conditions without basic protection or a real voice on a job.
A group of rideshare drivers cheered from the House gallery after the chamber backed that measure early Monday morning. And ground will officially break tomorrow for a $7 billion development around the United Center on Chicago's Near West Side. Crews could spend a decade or more turning parking lots into a 55-acre development. It will be called the 1901 Project. Chicago Bulls President Michael Reinsdorf told the Chicagoland Chamber of Commerce today the inspiration came from a neighbor.
Fulton Market is the first work, live, play neighborhood in Chicago. I never really thought about it from that perspective, but it really struck a chord. And, you know, Danny and I are talking, we have to come up with our own Fulton Market.
The mostly privately funded 1901 project will include a music venue, apartments, hotel rooms, green space, and retail, all built over multiple phases. And the 6,000-seat venue should be open in 2028. You're listening to The Rundown. Many people are now distancing themselves from civil rights icon Cesar Chavez. Chavez died in 1993, and this shift follows a New York Times investigation back in March. It alleges sexual misconduct. And now many communities in Chicago are trying to remove his name from public view. In the Back of the Yards neighborhood on Chicago's South Side, young advocates are asking what all this means for the immigrant rights movement and its historic reliance on a single male leader. My colleague Adriana Cardona-McGeegod met up with some of these people on a recent afternoon.
I met up with a group of young activists outside Chavez Multicultural Academic Center, a local elementary school in Back of the Yards. Chavez was an influential figure in this neighborhood, which has a long history of social activism. It's where Upton Sinclair's book, The Jungle, is set. And this mostly Hispanic immigrant community has long struggled with poverty and recurrent violence. Local activist Montserrat Ayala was inspired by the movement Chavez led. She's with Increase the Peace, a social justice organization that started in 2016 to fight against violence. They started by doing campouts around the neighborhood to reclaim the streets.
We would do overnight campouts on what we identified as hot blocks, or blocks that see a lot of activity, to provide safe spaces for young people, for families, and we did that for a couple of years.
Today, they mentor teens, help migrants, and have volunteers who warn the community about immigration raids. Their work draws on their neighborhood's deep organizing roots, from stockyard workers fighting for safer jobs to Chavez's movement for justice. So when she heard about the allegations, Ayala was devastated.
I feel very desilusionada.
She felt disillusioned, and she wasn't the only one. For survivors like fellow activist Evelyn Aguayo, it was also deeply personal. She feels a connection to those Chavez allegedly abused. That includes Dolores Huerta, who co-founded the first farm workers union alongside him.
I was pissed.
Aguayo is also upset because Chavez inspired her career as an organizer.
I've been using what you did in the movement to guide me in my career path, to guide me in life.
In the months since the Chavez allegations, these young organizers have been grappling with how to move forward. They aren't alone. Activists across the country are questioning the immigrant rights movement's future while coming to terms with the tarnished legacy of a man they once glorified. Ayala says she's learned some lessons from all of this. Idolizing individual leaders is dangerous.
You can be your own person to lift up your block, your neighborhood, or your city. You don't need one person to idolize or save us. Some of the folks that we've looked up to aren't so amazing sometimes.
She and other local advocates are reimagining the movement's leadership, shifting the spotlight away from the single male figure in the history books. They want a collective organization that recognizes everyone in the community, including the women of color who've made a difference, like the moms in back of the yards. They say these moms have been organizing against gun violence for decades.
Dude, las mamas around back of the yard
Literally
be making
amazing.
Like amazing community events. And like, when do you ever see them being like
Never
spoken to on an interview, on the TV?
None of them that are like, we're doing this. Like they do, but they do it as a group and everybody knows it.
Yes.
Another way they want to see these changes happen is by renaming the school. Aguayo's sister Alondra, an eighth grader at Chavez Multicultural, says she can't wait until the name gets changed. She filled out a school survey weeks ago asking her for ideas. She suggested an unusual one.
I just picked the name, like Demeter Multicultural Academy.
Her sister quickly jumps in and asks her.
Why'd you put Demeter?
It means hope and persevering.
They get on their phones to fact check her. She's right. Demeter is the ancient Greek goddess of agriculture and signifies hope and perseverance.
Demeter, the Greek goddess of agriculture and fertility, embodies hope and perseverance.
Agriculture.
Yeah.
Okay. They were surprised that Alondra didn't suggest Dolores Huerta like other residents have. But the eighth grader says she's standing firm on her choice. She wants a name that represents the entire movement and its values, not just a single leader. Adriana Cardona Magigad, WBEC News.
Weather sunny and lovely today, high in the upper 70s inland, but cooler near the lake. Clear tonight, a low in the upper 50s and sunny, and a high in the low 80s on Wednesday. You can find the latest news whenever you want at WBEZ.org or on your radio at 91.5 FM. I'm Lisa Labas. Thank you for listening.